Kiev were at a height.
As BBC's Sarah Rainsford, Saudi Arabia and three Arab countries have severed ties with Qatar today. It's a move intended to cut off their support for radical extremists. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Two nights. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live and in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world-famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Now, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks are better. Hunks the Show. Hunks are better. Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 right here in the heart of Reading at 1326 Market Street. I'm putting it out there in case there's any of those Muslim, Islamic terrorists that are coming over from England that just are looking for the voice of freedom right here. Okay, am I starting off a little bit harsh this morning, a little bit strong this morning in Monday? Okay, good morning. June the 5th, 2017. I'm all fired up this morning.
Are all terrorists... Do we need to say that all terrorists? No.
No, they're not. They're not. No, they're not Islamic. They're not.
And they're
all
not
terrorists.
All religious.
No, there aren't. There are people out there that are right-wing Christian extremists.
You can understand how a certain state of
they have not been
culture feels
like this.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the whole culture, of course not. But it's the ones that you see a lot.
Kind of like Mormons gone bad.
No, you don't see Mormons going bad.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I mean, I all haven't right. seen any Mormons
well,
going
no,
bad.
Well, no, but, you know, but I'm saying it's kind
they
of
they knock on your door and they want to save you.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean they're bad.
Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studio. Sunny and a high today with 95. Our lows today is 63. Tuesday goals were hot, 96. Tuesday night, mostly clear with around 61. The weather forecast for Wednesday calls for a high of 91 with our lows. Showers likely mostly on Wednesday nights, according to the forecast, mainly after midnight, with a low of around 60, about 60% chance of precipitation. So you know what that feels like when you feel that that dewy stuff in the air. Thursday, showers, high near 73 with a chance of precipitation about 90%. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, that's dew on your lily. What? Is that the same?
No, it's not. Just move on.
I wanted to get your reaction on this Monday morning. Friday, chance of showers or thunderstorm. Odd possible afternoon. And Friday night calls for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane on this Monday. Each and every time you read the weather, it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365.
That's right. Good morning.
You missed me, didn't you?
I did. I missed you, honey. And you know what? You're going to be taking a sabbatical here for a while, and I'm really going to miss you.
Not until August, I believe.
Until August.
Yeah,
August.
But we do have a lot of things that we're covering today. We've got an exciting guest in the studio.
We do. Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Good morning,
buddy.
Yes.
How are you guys?
Oh, great. My gosh. You walked
like
in
you.
This morning, and it was like you're ready to roll with, you know, what's been happening for you and with you.
You came in some really good news.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay. At least one part of it was really good news.
Yeah, we needed to hear that.
Yeah.
So, we had the end of session, House of Origin deadline last week, and so we did kill a couple of bills that were really important to the North State and all of California. There was a bail bonds bill that was going to not allow them to use bail bondsmen, and you know, people weren't going to be able to go out and bring felons in. And we killed that bill in the assembly. It only got 38 votes.
So Holly must be definitely celebrating, because we had her on the show, and that was just
every Californian should be should be celebrating that you're going to give people bail based on their economic means as opposed to being criminals.
Well, they tried to spin it as a fact that, you know, just poor people can't get out of jail. The facts are a lot of those people were failure to appear. Many of them that are in there might not have the resources to get out, but they don't appear when we need to let them out. Right. So we need bail bonds to go out and bring those people in. And, you know, the system's worked for a long, long time, and it's good. But I will tell you this. The bill will be back. Uh-huh. They're going to not stop until they you know, do something. There may be some room for a small amount of improvement, but for the most part, the system has worked very well.
Sure.
Of
course it has.
Time being.
So how are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm good.
How are you feeling? How is this position for you?
So 4.5 years into, you know, I have the ability to be there for 12 years. It's been trying on my business, obviously. What my business is struggling in California, and I, you know, has a hard time to run my business here. We've been regulated to death. You know, the minimum wage went up, is going up. That's impacting us. And, you know, there's a few bright spots in my
Well, tell people what you do. I mean, people may not realize that you're a man of the earth, and I think everybody should at this point. And your house, by the way, it's right on the road up there around Beaverville.
Yeah,
I
mean, so
you can drive by. We drive by your house.
Yeah, I live right in between Aiden and Beaver there. And, you know, we've been farming in Big Valley area since 1942. My grandfather purchased a piece of land there. My wife and I have a seed business. And she sold her plant nursery after I got elected. It was just too much going on. So we have a 17-year-old, my oldest boy 17, and I have a 15-year-old, and I have a 7-year-old daughter. We've been farming the land for, you know, 80 years up there, and I continue to farm. I was on a sprayer yesterday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning before I went to church, and I work. And so that's a concept in Sacramento that most legislators don't understand. I think there's three of us in the state assembly out of 80 that have a payroll that actually employ people. And so when we talk about what's happening to our businesses in California, they don't understand. A lot of them are community organizers, and it's the best job they've ever had. And quite frankly, it's one of the toughest jobs I've ever had. Not that it's hard to do, it's just frustrating. But we need to be talking about the things that affect California, and we have some huge challenges, and we have a lot of debt that I talk about, and pension debt is one of those things that we've been talking about here lately, and it will solve itself eventually. If we don't correct it, we will collapse, and that's just the truth, and then it solves itself. But before that happens, they'll continue to take from the only place they can take, and that's from business, and so I'm trying to educate the members. I've had 80 assembly members or senators, a combination, to the district, many of them to my home. And what we try to do is talk about, you know, the North State and what happens in the North State. And then when I go back to Sacramento, try to pass legislation that affects my district. So last year, we had a huge win. The biomass plants were going to shut down in the North State right here at Wheeler Brader. We're going to lose about 1,500 jobs in the district. By educating those members, we were able to put language in that saved those jobs for at least the next 5 years.
We saw that, and that was a huge win for you, and people appreciate that. See, they don't understand. They didn't understand when you brought them up there that to get a prescription from where you live, it was, what, a 50-mile round trip?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're talking about putting, you know, all more – well, they are. They more gas taxes on us, but then the mileage thing, throw that on there and just say, look, this is where we live. You know, it may work down in San Francisco or Los Angeles, but up here, you're killing us.
You said something very interesting, Brian, and I, you know, with all the legislative bills, you just said a simple phrase, change the language. And that's something you fight for, changing the language in a bill that can turn it.
So, yes, well, I was able to add language to a bill. That's what I put the prescription in for the biomass plants to continue on. So I did that by being able to have a relationship with the Speaker of the Assembly who allowed me to put that language. You know, look, at the end of the day, how we speak and how we talk to each other is if you can't go down there and tell them they're crazy and wrong and then expect them to vote for a bill. Now, do I explain to them that they have a lot of problems? Absolutely, every day. That's most of the time that's what I do. But I try to build a relationship so that I could actually communicate. And that's what I did at the County Board of Supervisors, and that's what I'm continuing to do in Sacramento. And, you know, I get a lot of criticism. You got to have the thick skin to be in this position.
Oh, geez.
But But you don't win people over and you don't change the tone unless you have a conversation. And that's what I – there's no perfect bill out there ever. I don't care who – if you had a dictatorship, it would be the way you want it. But you have to, you know, get 41, 21, and 1. 41 in my house, 21 in the Senate, and you got to get the governor to sign a bill if you want to actually make change. And that's difficult to do. As a Republican, it's real difficult to do. And I will tell you – let me talk politics for a minute. You know, the Republican Party is losing ground in California, and the Democrat Party is losing ground. They have the Bernie-crats, we call them. So on both sides, there's people not happy with the system. Some want it more progressive, and obviously we want it more conservative. But to be in – and this is the other thing that most people don't understand is that, you know, as a Republican, we talk about I'm pro-business. Let me tell you something straight up. I'm what I call a micro business. You know, we do about $500,000 worth of sales in our business. We're nothing in California as far as a business goes. We're micro. But big business is game and small business just the same. So the big pharmaceutical companies are taking out the little private pharmacy guys. Monsanto is working against me. I mean, the big business is just as bad as the enviros when we talk about squeezing on business. And that's a problem in because it's monopolizing our big businesses, and that's just the facts.
Okay. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly, and there's a lot more to it than just Republicans against Democrats, because it's no longer Republicans, Democrats. It's not so clear-cut, we're hearing. And then the Democrats are having their own problems, and they're fighting a battle right now that we've just seen and we're going to see more of and we're going to talk about when we get back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her people, the best in-home health care you could possibly find for your loved ones, whether it's short-term, like, say, after surgery or an injury, or long-term in-home health care, where people will get better or stay happier if they're on their own surroundings. Home Helpers, 226-8350, right here in town on Lawrenceburg. We'll be right back with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
And now, back to our show.
Good Monday morning here on KCNR 1460. How are you on this? My God, it's June 5th, 6517. Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 95.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Teaches in 27 counties. In Northern California and Central California, Ted Lighty and his group. He's got, I don't know, gosh, how many, 30 instructors at this point, all NRA trained. They not only give the most complete training in CCW, but also women. They have women's only classes. They teach for corporations. If a corporation wants to have a team building time and they want to do it by shooting, you come to Northern Firearms Instruction. We just had one the other day. 10 members of the company came through, had a great time. Advanced pistol, tactical rifle, anything that you could possibly want to learn about with firearms, Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call, 530-999-1822, or check them out at readingccw.com. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we talked about a battle that just got everybody in the high hover. I think we talked for 2 days over this. And this was the single-payer health care system coming to California, passed the Senate, handing it over to you all in the assembly. And as even the author says, well, we're not quite sure how we're going to pay for this, but they'll figure it out in the assembly.
So let me talk politics for a few minutes. So we have what we call the Bernie-crats. So we have the Bernie side of the Republican or Democrat Party, who has split their party. So they've taken over many of their central committees, and so they have a war going on their own side. Which
really progressive ones as opposed to maybe moderate
to
liberal.
Yeah, so we still would say that, or I would still say that even most Democrats are very, very liberal. Even these are more liberal. They want a very progressive movement. So to appease those folks, they have put this single-payer plan forward in the Senate. So the Senate is a lot more liberal than the Assembly, believe it or not. And so more bills die in the Assembly than they do in the Senate. So they basically shoved that bill through to say they did something to appease the Bernie-crats, and then it's going to come to our House. I don't believe it'll get out of our House. I mean, we killed a global warming bill, was AB 378. We worked with the moderate Democrats, and it only got 38 votes. So that bill was stopped, along with the bail bonds bill. That was the same group that fought that. So it's typically the same members pretty much that come together. So what we need in Sacramento is, the Democrats have been able to gerrymander the district. You're going to get a Democrat in a Democrat district. You're going to get a Republican in a Republican district. In this district, you're going to get a Republican. It's just the way it's designed because there's more voters that are Republican. So we have the opportunity, though, with the open primary to go in and take out a Democrat with a Democrat. So we need to find a less moderate or more moderate Democrat and put them in those seats down
because
there.
Because now they're running Democrat, with the way the thing is now.
Yeah, top two.
You're running two Republicans up here. They're running two Democrats wherever they are. And the bottom line was, well, that would lead somebody to be more moderate maybe so they could pick up the Republican votes.
Right. So what the point is that if you have a Democrat district and you run a moderate Democrat, they have to defend themselves. So same as I would, I ran against a Republican in 2012. So, I had to appease to the votes to get that done. They have to do the same thing. The people are usually, we had the extreme right in Sacramento and the extreme left before 2010, before the open primary, because you had to outright the right guy to get a nomination in this conservative district. You had to outleft the left person in a liberal district. So what you had in Sacramento is extreme right and extreme left. Where the people are somewhere in the middle. So unfortunately, the right was throwing rocks at the left, and the left was throwing rocks at the right, and the left had more people. So now we've seen in the 2 years or 4 years I've been there, the two elections I've been through, we've seen Democrats get beat by Democrats, and we've seen moderate Democrats take out progressive Democrats. So you're seeing us gather a few of those, and that I think we'll see more of that change over time, which will be better for California.
maybe a little more business friendly. Maybe some actually guys who have been in business.
Yeah, well, that's the goal.
But that leads us to another thing. But okay, so you think then the single payer health care system will die then?
I think it's has a really tough time in our house. I mean, I
how would you even pay for something like this? Or you can't.
No. Let me say one other thing. You know, we talked about there's the gas tax coming. Everybody's fired up about the gas tax, which will go into effect in November. When you have big business and big labor together, that's what you get. The chamber supported the chamber supported the gas tax in Sacramento.
Chamber of Commerce did.
Chamber of Commerce did. So you have labor, you have government and business together. You're going to get rolled, right?
Let's talk a little bit about that. Every time I go down to Sacramento, it isn't many times, but every time I have, I see hundreds and hundreds of people in purple shirts.
Yeah, so we actually in my office, we've been starting to go down and videotape every time there's an event or every time there's somebody, a public union coming in. And look, we need public workers. Don't get me wrong. We have services we need. We need public safety. We need public workers. But unfortunately, we have people – previous legislatures have promised stuff they can't deliver. And we need to, just like the unfunded liability for PERS, it should be like a 401k. It grows at whatever rate it grows. You can't set a cap of 7.5% and say that's growth is when it's 3. It doesn't work.
Or less,
right. So it has to be like you and I that puts our money into a 401k. We take the risk of it. We're hoping that over 40 years it goes up. That's the goal. But we can't – the public side of it says, oh, we're going to guarantee you a rate of return. That's ludicrous. It should be – the open market should work in that case. And then whatever it is, it is. So you get to retire on the same risk that you and I as private folks have. And that's fair.
Well, but the way it is now – it's going at 7% now, and then many of them didn't pay into it what they're paying now because people finally realize that we're going to die from this, at least not die maybe physically, but financially. But it's not changing. So, do you see anything up there?
So they did. They're downgrading it right now to trying to get to 7. They set it at 7.5, trying to get to 7. And it's going to cause a lot of pain for local governments. So there's 4,000 special districts that's in PERS. Yeah. And they're all over the map. Lassen County's 100% funded. We don't have any debt. But when they change that from 7.5 to 7, we got to add more money to the employee side of it. So it depends on what your city, your county, your special district's done. So it's all over the map. But at the end of the day, just for California, just for the state, they're $254 billion gap right now. Let me put that in terms you can understand. That's 254,000 millions. That's real money, and people don't even want to talk about it. I've been talking about it, and I've been saying, look, what we need to do is do something like a 401k, or we need to downgrade it and start putting in the share that's there. But the problem with it is that everybody goes, oh, it's over 30-year span because it's complicated stuff. The employees that are receiving these benefits, a good majority of them don't even understand how the system works. They come to my office, and I start talking about it, and I said, I don't understand why the public employees that come in and always want more from government. I'm saying, why do you guys kill business all day long? We're the ones that lay the golden egg. You have to have a private tax before there's a public anything. And they don't get it. They look at it. They go, well, we just want our coal. I said, there's no there. You don't have a retirement. You should be on keeping. So more businesses in California mean more tax base coming in. More private jobs means more tax base coming in. They should be on it. We should be on a team together. And for some reason, they've been told a lie that, hey, the business is your enemy. No, they're your friend because if we're not here, there is no state of California.
Brown keeps on pounding people over the head with this. We're the world's sixth largest economy, yet we're $1 trillion in debt. And then this city right here, little old Redding, has got like a $200 million plus deficit. Right now because of PERS.
Yep.
And unfunded liabilities, and it's getting worse. And every time that the state downgrades it, you add another million and a half. Right now, Shasta County has told their people to keep it at a flat, their budget's flat, because we're not making any money. So in reality, the sheriff's lost over $1 million. So we're trying to figure out some way of keeping the jail open. Not the jail, but the third floor of the jail open.
So, Carl, these...
Word. I mean, this is not getting better.
No, this is... This didn't happen today. This has happened over the last 25 years of legislators and county boards of supervisors and city councils promising something that they didn't fund. And so it's needs to be talked about. We need to be adults in the room. This is very complicated. Everybody gets wound up and says, "Oh, just fire them and do this, that." No, we need public safety.
Oh,
we need jails. We need
yes.
courthouses. We need streets and roads and stuff to go
infrastructure.
Drive down. Yeah. So we need to.
Would you say this is an example of people with alligator mouths letting it overrun their hummingbirds' butts?
Yeah. So the problem is most people don't even understand it.
I know.
Mean, it takes more time than I have here to explain it and give it its due justice. So everybody gets to throw their 2 cents in. I'm sure the people listening that work for the county are going to be screaming at me right now saying, "I paid in." Yeah, you did. But you also guaranteed.
You didn't pay in that much.
Well, your employer, which is the county or the city mm-hmm. or whatever, or the state, hasn't matched enough. They've said you're going to get 7.5% return, and for the last 10 years, even the Bush administration and the Obama administration, our stock market was failing. It wasn't growing at the state. We got the Trump bump, 2,000 points for that when he first got in office. Changes that scenario. If we have a stock market that's really strong, you can fix some of that over time, but not 10 years worth at a rate that's way less than 7.5%.
Okay. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and he's just full of good news. No, what you are is the truth, and this is what people need to hear. People still think, "Oh, we can find our way out of this." No, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt badly. All right, we're going to be back in a second right after these messages with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600 Powerhouse Solar. A SunPower Elite Dealer has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. It has the best selection of jewelry, especially estate jewelry. And they're, like I said, the only full-service jewelry store that can design and build with any type of gem you want, precious gems.
Not going to believe this, but I took I took five watches this morning because I know, you know, we're going to be taking a trip. And one of them is like an expensive French watch. I'm taking all my watches in there today, just so
because they
just
have the only
fix
trained
them,
watch
work
repairman.
On them, whatever.
Yeah.
Yes,
the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Foreman's Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good people down there, Henry and Rebecca. Hey, we're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've talked. Gosh, you know what? You could sit here and talk for 3 hours, probably. But we're gonna. This is a regular now.
With Brian.
He's gonna be coming in. Brian's gonna be coming in once a month. On his way down to Sacramento,
so
that is cool because we got you right here.
All right.
So if you've got questions, and Linda's got one, but if you have questions for the Assemblyman, give us a call, 605-4567.
And thank you, for making yourself accessible.
Absolutely.
For our listeners. Now, you mentioned something we were talking about a lot at the break. I wrote it down. You said SEIU employees pay in $91?
Yeah, so there's 700,000 SEIU members in California.
And what does that stand for?
Service
Employees
United something.
Yeah,
anyway.
Something.
But look, they do all kinds of stuff for us. They clean the Capitol. They work all over the state for all DMV.
Typist, clerks, you know, all the ones that.
When we put a bill through the Legislative Council, they belong to that union. And look, there's a lot of great people there. But they have a very strong lobby in Sacramento because each one of those 700,000 employees, you can go right to their website, and it says right on their website that they pay $91 a month in dues, only $91. Well, $91 times 700,000 is $63 million a month. Now, that doesn't mean that it all goes to lobbying efforts, but a lot of that does go to lobbying efforts. They spent, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million in the last two-year cycle. So and business does the same thing, and we can get off into a big conversation about money and politics. But money – so this is what I say. You know, the government works exactly how it was designed. The people who show up run the show, and they show up.
They show up all the time.
So I'm a member of the Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau lobbies. New car dealers have an association.
Restaurant.
Everybody belongs to an association who has a lobbyist in Sacramento, and they lobby. And that's how it works. And so most of the folks that work in Sacramento, legislators, it's the best job they ever had, and they're going to do anything to keep that job. That's a fact.
The legislators, right?
Yeah.
Because they've been making – or they didn't have jobs of any consequence. They get elected, and they get paid their $100-something thousand.
For me, I have a farm in Bieber, and that's all I wanted to be was a farmer, but the government has been kicking my rear in regulations and taxes, and so that's why I got involved in politics. I mean, you know, sometimes I get threatened in my office about, we're going to take you out, Daly, and we're going to, you know, send you home. And, you know, I look at the picture of my wife and my kids and the harvester that's in the field in my office, and I go, you know, you do me a favor. But
yeah,
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, break my heart.
Yeah. So send me home to my beautiful wife, Megan, and my three kids and let me ride a tractor all day. But the problem is I can't. It's hard to stay in business in California. That's why I do what I do. And so for me, it's not the best job. It's a job that has been difficult to stay excited about because we're getting beat every day.
Well, the state of California doesn't make it easy on businesses. I started a business, and they changed the rules this year. When they changed the rules, that ended the business. And it wasn't a big change, but it was just enough to keep us from expanding like we were going to do this.
So those are the things that I talk about in Sacramento. I talk about running my business. And, you know, look, if you have a profit and you have to pay a tax, if that tax is 38% is what it is right now for us, you pay 38% of your profit. But it's changing the regulatory rules in the middle of the game. So for me, I own commercial trucks, semi-trucks. And by 2024, I got to change out completely, buy a new truck, which is, you know, $160,000 price tag. And that was something I wasn't planning in my business plan.
Right. And how many trucks do you have?
I just have one on the road right now. It's driving. I have a driver in it today. So we have a full-time employee that drives that truck and takes care of what we do. Thank God I have my sons that are helping me on the farm, but it's getting tougher every day to run my farm.
Because you have to pay
farm.
Them. And they
yeah, I do. I pay them, but that's what they're going to go to college on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you pay them. But, you know, I mean, and the things like right now, I think the counties now have to pick up the – the cost of home care workers.
Yeah, in-home supportive services.
What? I mean, that's like millions.
Yeah, it's tens of millions for each county. So that's a position where you take care of your own family. So originally the long-term care was to keep people out of long-term care and let the family members. So you're paying a family member to watch a family member, and they've unionized. And the counties and the state couldn't pay the bill, so they pushed it down onto the counties, and now the county is responsible for paying the bill. And that's what's wrong with Sacramento, is that they continue to push it down on the counties, and the counties have to balance the budget, and they do it a cheaper way. The counties do a better job of it. I was in county supervisor for 16 years, so I know that. But, you know, look, there is hope. The hope is that we're going to get organized as small business hopefully someday, and we're going to start taking back some of this ground in California. And until we or we will collapse. Eventually, we'll collapse, and then it solves itself. We have to start over. And
maybe you should lead the fight for having a single payer health system, because that would, if it passes, would crush the economy. It would make a drastic change. Now, it would hurt a lot of people for a while. But
oh no, we don't need single payer. We need.
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying is that in itself. That $400 billion there's no way they could do it. So the economy would just collapse.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And because we can't pay for it. You know, just let me give you an example of what happened with the minimum wage. So the minimum wage bill came through, and they did it in 1 week, so really didn't have time to respond. So it passed. So every year the minimum wage is going to go up a dollar until 2022, until it's $15 an hour. That cost the state budget $4 billion when it's fully implemented. It drives our state budget up, too. So that's $4 billion that we have to come up with right out of the state general fund, right off the top. That's a cost to the state, too. Not only top, it's a cost to businesses. So it just makes it more difficult in California. And, you know, minimum wage wasn't made to make a living on. To pay your house payment and to drive a car, it was an entry-level job so that hopefully you could learn something and then move up the ladder.
That's what you hoped it was for. Or, you know, but it just isn't, you know, I mean, you're already seeing how it's costing jobs. You know, the kiosks are coming where people talk to the machine, or they order with the pad. And millennials love that. Millennials would rather work with that than a person. They just go in there automatically and just do that. You know, so that's going to cost 10 jobs in every fast food place. And yep. Then where are they going to get that entry level job? Who's going to pay them $15 an hour?
So technology is driving business, and California's leader in it. I'll tell you, yeah. You know, we have Amazon, which is amazing. You can order something and have it there the next day, and in many cases now in the really populated areas, you can have it there in a few hours. So you can order something and it comes in. Now we're talking, there's a lot of talk about drones and how we can deliver stuff. So, you know, the UPS driver and the FedEx driver may be having a tough time in the future too, because we can deliver stuff with drones, which all eliminates jobs. I mean, just take, for example, what we've seen with Uber. So, you know, taxi cabs are going to be a thing of the past in the cities because everybody's going to use a Uber.
I tell you, and here's the reason why. You go to Las Vegas, you take a cab from this one guy. He said, I took a cab out to my hotel. It was $100. And so he said that on the way back, I called Uber. Cost me $27.
Mm. Right.
He says, I'll never call a cab again.
So that's free enterprise working, right? Do we need to keep it fair with the regulatory environment? Absolutely. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, can we? You know what? It just seems like it just keeps adding on and on and on. Everything that the businesses. You said Chamber of Commerce and Labor got together to pass to make sure that the gas tax passed. I mean, my gosh, the impact on business and small. I mean, on people that are. Not the working poor.
So here's the
impact on them is tremendous. To put more money into infrastructure that's already in there that they robbed. They put it in the general fund and moved it into
other
things.
Yeah, so we pay a heavyweight.
I mean, my gosh.
We pay for our business a heavyweight tax for our semi-trucks, which we've been paying for some time, which they diverted to the general fund a long time ago. That's why they asked us to – this next tax that they're putting on in November – doesn't do anything for congestion relief, which people think that if they pass the tax, that they're going to get to their work quicker. They're not. The part of congestion relief was riding a bicycle. They're going to do bicycle lanes. They allowed Tesla and zero-emission vehicles to use the carpool lanes, So the poor people who have gas-guzzling cars are still sitting in the traffic breathing the bad air.
Right.
Go figure. So, you know, I stood up on the floor and talked about the hypocrisy of the piece of legislation. And, you know, when it's implemented in November and starts in January, people are going to see 20 cents on diesel and 12 cents on gas, not including the sales tax that goes on top of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's gonna ratchet up. And, you know, hopefully that's right around the election time for the next primary election, and we see some of those members get knocked out of office.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone.
I tell you what, let's just take a quick break because it's time for the break anyway. Mark, hang on to the other side, and you can talk with Congressman Brian Daly. We'll be right back.
Assemblyman.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Congressman. Assemblyman Brian Daly. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guy's been in the business a long time. He's a veteran. He knows what he's talking about. Whether it's a chip less than this and the size of a dime to cracks over 2.5 feet in length, he can do it. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. And if you can't fix it, he'll tell you. This guy's honest. Honest, yeah, huge amount of integrity, and he does a great job. What can I say? Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Just drop on by or give him a call at 241-8373. Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest, and Mark Baird is on the line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I have a question. Given that most of the idiocy that I see coming out of Sacramento is authored by Southern California, Los Angeles state senators, and Los Angeles owns one-third of the representation in the state Senate, or Bay Area folks who really have a pretty short view of the world when you look at it from our perspective. How much of this do you think is because legislative districts are too big? If they were smaller and more accountable to the people, then these representatives would be afraid to pass more of these tax bills.
So when I was a county supervisor, Mark, I had the opportunity to go back to Washington, D.C. and meet with the National Association of Counties. And so places all over the country have huge boards of supervisors. Some of them have 50 members on their boards, and very small districts are for counties. And so those, we were always astonished by, wow, you have, how do you get anything done with a board that's, you know, 27 people, and you've got to come to a consensus. And so and the way they talked about it was, you know, they broke it up into smaller groups, and then they lobbied each other. And so it seemed like a really convoluted system for those folks. We have five supervisors in each county where we had to get three votes to get anything done. Now, with the population in the urban areas, yeah, obviously they have more weight than we do in our district, and I know that you folks are working towards that ends. But I would tell you this: if you had 1,000 legislators down there and everybody had representation, it would be just as crazy as it is today. I don't think it's going to change. You know, it has to be some balance. I propose that I think a good change is something, the model like we have for the U.S. government, where we have, you know, two senators from every state. So Utah has the same amount of votes as California, but the House is done by population. So if we had a system in California, say for example, where we had, you know, eight Senate districts with five representatives, and we had the House by population, now you have some balance where you would have, you know, by population for the House or the Assembly, and by district for the Senate, then you maybe could have some more balance. Now, I don't know the constitutionality of that. There's been some folks that say that, well, it works at the federal level. Why wouldn't it work at a state level? We have such a large state as ours. That makes sense to me. But to add one senator for every county like we used to have, they said that's unconstitutional. Now, I know you guys have a case. So that's my theory on it, is that I don't think if you had, you know, 1,000 representatives in Sacramento that you're going to get much more representation than you have right now. Now, maybe if you changed it to, like I mentioned, population by the Assembly and district by the Senate, I think you would gain some ground there, because the Senate would be a more slower process, just as it is at the federal level.
That's exactly what we're suing for. Equal representation for counties in the Senate and the lower chamber by population at whatever ratio the settlement deems. And I'm just kind of curious, would you be interested in writing a letter to the law, to the court, about the lawsuit?
Well, I'm not an attorney, and even folks that have talked about that perspective say that it's unconstitutional. So we'll see what happens in your case. And then we'll go from there. But I'm not an attorney, and you know, I do the best I can with the information that have available to me. And you know, I spend a lot of time doing my job, and that's in and out of the trenches today. And so I think this process is going to take some time, and so I won't be writing any letters in the near future until I fully understand it. And maybe at some point there'll be some legislation that comes forward out of this process.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, well, maybe I can talk to you later about it. Thanks.
Actually, I'm going to call you when I get back in my pickup on my way down today, and we'll chat. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. Right, hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay. Hey, what are we looking at? Are anybody with a gun going to be able to have one in 2 years?
I'm going to have one.
I'm going to have one. By the way, you're a good shot with that old Ruger 22, 1022.
Yeah,
out there.
My sons are shooting 17s now, and I think I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to break down.
I'm going to get one. Those are a really nice caliber. I like that gun.
Well, you know what? You've got all that farmland out there, and I got to go out and shoot with our assemblyman when we went out there with. I guess there were some other people coming through there, but we got to shoot squeaks because you have a lot of them out there.
Oh yeah, well they do a lot of damage on our farms, and so people coming out helping us eliminate animals that are tearing up our fields is positive for us. It's part of our business plan.
So when you go down to Sacramento and you have to, you know, I know you're going to be leaving here in a few minutes, and 8 o'clock, by the way, for our listeners, we have Enjoy on, and we love that. The first Monday of every month, we find out, you know, they're very engrossed in also what's happening in the North State from a pure entertainment factor, and great stories about different individuals that are doing businesses and that kind of thing. But Brian, when you go down to Sacramento, okay, the climate of what you're doing, you go down for 3 or 4 days and you have to stay there and be, you know, at the Capitol. What have you found? Do you have like a some comrades that would be like-minded?
Oh,
or do you feel like you're just kind of kicking the dirt by yourself or what?
So I have, you know, several friends very close to me. James Gallagher is... He's an attorney. He's a smart young man who's a family man. I really respect him. And I used to sit next to him on the floor, and they separated us. I'm the only member that sits with a Democrat. We're the odd couple, we call it. So I got to Mark Stone from Monterey, who votes against almost all my legislation. But he has come to my home, and I took him around my farm. And after the first year he came to my home, he has now voted against the Sierra Club and for my legislation since that since we came up to the ranch.
Why don't we all just adopt a Democrat for a weekend and bring him up here and be really nice. Take him out and fishing, take him out on Lake Shasta and then talk to him, you know, feed him a few beers.
So I've had I took the Black Caucus to Tahoe last year, and we spent some time out on the lake, and they understand. That's why how we got the biomass plants saved.
Good.
Was those guys understood biomass when we got done with the whole process.
Right.
Do they understand the fact when we have fires that all those trees out there are still salvageable in the sense that we can bring them in and use them for different things?
Yeah, absolutely they get it because I've been talking about it for the last 4.5 years. But one of the biggest challenges we have in Sacramento is not just the legislators we have to educate, but we have to get them to push against the entrenched bureaucrats that implement the laws that we put together. And once that happens, we'll see some good movement.
Nameless, faceless people.
Yeah, who have a lot of power, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. They've been in that job for 20 years, and they're fighting for that little rice bowl. Okay, what's the best thing that's going to happen here? You got 3 minutes. Tell us what's the best thing that's coming by that's going to we're all going to like.
So I will tell you this. I think that there's a future for California. And look, this is a great state. I don't care what anybody says. People leave. And I mean, I have a good friend up in Beaver that went to Texas. Like, I'm out of here. And you know what? He's moving back. He's rebuilding his house. And he's like, so we told him, you know, he's too much.
We hear that a lot.
So, and Texas is a great place, too. But at the end of the day,
they can't stand the weather.
California is an amazing state. And I haven't lost what my grandfather saw in the 30s when he came here and said, you know what, the Mormons missed it. They landed in Salt Lake, but he said, this is the promised land right here. And so we've been here for a long time. I have a hope for California. I think that we're going to see things. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to have to work hard to get what we need to get done. But California has some promise. The open primary is good. 12-year terms to keep legislators. The average length of a legislator in office before the term limits changed was 3.7 years in the assembly. You can't learn your job in that time. And the opportunity for us to be able to run a Democrat against a Democrat or a Republican against a Republican who's just not doing anything, that's good for the people because the people are somewhere in the middle. So I think that's really positive for California. And I think the time that I've been there, we've built lots of relationships, and we get some more moderate Dems in the House or the Assembly, you're going to see some change, I think.
Moderate Republicans?
Yeah, there's some Republicans that don't do anything either. They just say no all day long. You know, look, you have to roll your sleeves up and work. This job is not easy, and if you really want to be effective, you got to negotiate. There's not any bill that's perfect.
You got to get in the arena.
And I'm in there.
Dirty.
You can sit in the stands and sling the bull, or you can fight the bull. There's two ways to do it.
There you go.
A lot of people sling the bull don't know what the heck's going on in the ring.
Okay, Brian Daly, our assemblyman. He's going to come in. First Monday
absolutely.
Of every month.
Yeah, the first Monday, right before Enjoy.
This is great. So thanks so much for coming by, and thanks
for
what you do, buddy.
Thanks for what you do. I appreciate you letting me come and share with my constituents.
A lot of people listen, and they like, and they're hearing things they like, obviously. Okay, we'll be – well, we've just still got what? We got a minute and a half now. Now we can solve some things. So what do you think? You think these any more gun laws coming down that's going to smash us?
There's always going to be an attack on the Second Amendment, I think, from California. There's no doubt about it. It's just watching it. What's amazing to me is how they change a law and they have a fix for it with, you know, change the gun a little bit and have a fix for it.
I've
seen some businesses right here in Reading are doing some great stuff. So
won't
be long.
They're
Our ARs will just – we have to put a button here or there and we'll be ready to roll.
And then we can't use a button. Okay, fine. Then we'll take this off. Now it's no longer one. Oh, wait a minute. And, you know, because the guys on the other end with the guns, they're looking at it going, I can do this. We had a guy come through our or a carbine class with a California legal gun. And you know what? California legal gun meant he could reload that thing in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, so I saw.
I mean,
so,
that's opening it up, dropping the mag, and putting another one in and closing it. Took him, once we had him practice, 3 to 4 seconds.
So, Carl, I will say this, you know, to the constituents who are listening. You follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I got all that stuff going on, and you'll keep abreast of what I'm doing in Sacramento.
And plus, if you give Brian Daly a call, you're going to get a call back from somebody.
Yep.
At least, you know, Brian Ross or...
Yeah, Bruce Ross.
Bruce Ross, right around here. Okay, Brian Daly. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these messages.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is once again criticizing London Mayor Sadiq Khan on Twitter. The president tweeted that Khan had offered what he called a pathetic excuse for an earlier tweet, saying Londoners had no reason to be alarmed. Mr. Trump said yesterday that Khan was telling people not to be alarmed over the terrorist attack that left 7 people dead. Tajuddin from London's Muslim community says he can't believe somebody in his community could have carried out such a crime.
Still can't get around the old thing that we have one of our residents who's actually committed this heinous crime, and I still can't believe that this happened here.
President Trump does believe it, and he says it's more evidence still of the need for his proposed travel ban. His White House counselor Kellyanne Conway defended that proposed ban on NBC's Today Show.
We're talking about 6 countries that have been previously identified by the Obama administration where they either harbor or train and or export terrorists, where they are, where people just don't have the right vetting and screening processes.
Law enforcement authorities in Florida say there are multiple fatalities following a shooting in an industrial area near Orlando. A few more details were released. The House set to consider a bill to roll back the Dodd-Frank Wall Street reform law.
The bill is called the Financial Choice Act. It would roll back reforms enacted after the 2008 financial crisis. Under the provisions of the bill, banks would be able to opt out of the Dodd-Frank requirements if they hold enough money. The Choice Act also would limit federal stress tests of major banks to every 2 years.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. A unanimous Supreme Court says religious hospitals do not have to comply with federal laws protecting pension benefits for workers. The justices ruled in favor of 3 church-affiliated nonprofit hospital systems being sued for underfunding pension plans covering about 100,000 workers. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the #1 drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
U.S. services companies expanded at a slightly slower pace in the month of May compared with the previous month. It's a sign that modest economic growth is likely to continue.
The Institute for Supply Management says the services index slipped last month to 56.9 from 57.5 in April. Sales and new orders grew more slowly, while a measure of employment showed companies stepped up hiring. Growth has likely picked up in the April to June quarter after a sluggish start to the year. Americans are spending a bit more, which boosts services firms such as retailers, restaurants, and hotels.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, orders to U.S. factories were down in April for the first time in 5 months. Demand for heavy machinery, iron and steel, as well as commercial airplanes, all saw declines. The Commerce Department says factory orders edged down by 0.2% in April. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. Right now, it's off by about 6 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. India making progress in its space program. It has now launched its heaviest communication satellite using its most powerful domestically produced rocket.
The GSLV Mark III is the most powerful rocket to be developed by India's homegrown and much-fated space agency and has taken more than 15 years to develop. As high as a 13-story building, it will carry a satellite weighing more than 3 tons, the heaviest that India has ever attempted to place in orbit. India already has a number of foreign clients for its low-cost space missions. If this launch is a success, it is hoping for an even bigger share of the lucrative satellite launching business.
That's BBC's Sanjoy Majender. It could be a temporary case of too much of a good thing. China's scramble to curb pollution has made it a leader in green energy. But right now, they can't integrate any of that green energy into an outdated electricity network that is still dominated by coal production. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. We are broadcasting from the heart of Reading, the heart of downtown Reading, right here at 7 minutes after the hour of 8 here on June the 5th, 2017, right here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Linda, who is going to give the weather real quick.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios. Sunny today with our highs of around 95. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 63. And Tuesday calls for a hot day with around 96. Mostly clear Tuesday night with lows of 61. Now Wednesday, sunny, high of 91. Wednesday night showers. It's calling for after midnight with a chance of precipitation of around 60%. And Thursday showers, high of near 73. Showers mainly before midnight Thursday night. Friday chance of showers. I've been feeling that in the air a little bit. It's not like a weather pattern moving towards you, you know, where you get the barometric pressure, but still there's a little bit of a dampness in the air. We felt it yesterday as well. Saturday coming a week from just coming up, slight chance of showers again with thunderstorms, mostly sunny with high near 74. The forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And how are you this Monday morning, Carl Bott?
I am doing great, Linda Bott. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Rally Sally, what's happening tonight?
Well, tonight we have an excellent video that was taken down there on Wednesday, and we are going to show that along with pictures and news clips from the rally in Sacramento on Wednesday. It turned out to be called Can You Hear Us Now? Because when Mark was talking, he would turn around to the Capitol and say, "Can you hear us now?" And the whole crowd would yell at the same time, and it was just awesome. And then at the end, they all went in to deliver to Governor Brown a copy of the complaint. And what happens then is just astounding. And I won't say anything more about that because I want people to come see what happens when you go to... he had an appointment with Governor Brown.
Who did?
Oh, boy.
Yes, he did.
Who did? Mark?
Yeah. Well, I want people to come see it. So,
okay.
If you were unable to attend the rally, or if you did attend and want to see the recap of it, it was awesome. And that's tonight at 6 o'clock at 3276 Pacelli Lane, and at 5:30 we have our Jefferson Committee meeting. So, if you're interested in finding out more about Jefferson and how you can get involved and help, come at 5:30 and plan to stay till the 6 o'clock meeting is over at about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Thanks, Sally, and that's tonight.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Pam
what a
and
great.
Martin. What a great couple. It's a veteran-owned business. They are just outstanding. If you've got HVAC, any type of heating or cooling systems, they can fix it, and they do wonderful work.
And happy birthday.
Totally. Recommend them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. And it was Pam's birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And plus, it was just what a wonderful time we had when we spent time with them and their friends at the for that evening. What a great time. And I tell you what, somebody that works hard is Pam. Yes, I tell you what, she just...
This is a beautiful couple who have done the American dream.
They have the American dream.
They've worked hard together, built a great business, great reputation, follow Dave Ramsey, a joy to be around, integrity driven.
Yeah, and ride Harleys.
Yes, absolutely. And if we ever are the first recommendation out of our mouths, both of us collectively, for heating and air, we had a constant hot water and whatever you call those thingies installed, and we're so happy that we did do it. But who would we have do it?
On demand.
None other than Martin with Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah.
So okay. With us this morning, very very excited about this. We always talk about this. I look forward to this moment. We both look forward to this moment because it's rich in what's happening culturally in the North State. Things that we love to read about, find out about, products, people, stories, things that you just don't know about. And with us, who's created this atmosphere for us to look in their store, look in their magazine, it's the Enjoy Empire. And with us is Rhonda Alvey this morning and James Masada. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
how are you guys?
Oh, you know what? We're great. And how, you know,
you guys had a busy morning.
You just had a baby there. Or you have another
grandbaby.
A grandbaby.
Rhonda.
Carly Page was born.
Aww. Carly Page. Yes. Already with the name Carly.
She's going to be
love.
Singing country music, kind of. Carly Page.
It's Carly Page, and this is Stand By Your Man.
Well, speaking of country. One of the things that we have, what a segue, huh? Into one of the things that we've got opened here with the Enjoy Magazine, because by the way, we are huge mule fans.
Are you?
My God. Oh, yeah. If I had a choice between a horse and a mule to ride in the Trinity Alps, mule any day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, we like mules.
You have a story on mules.
We do.
This is a great story for our, June issue. And, it is about a gentleman that is wanting to keep alive the traditional mule team that works in the forest for delivering supplies to firefighters and whatever is needed. This is a long history that's been in the state of California with mule teams and packers, and it's a dying art. At one point, there was like 2,000, I think, mules, and I don't remember what it said how many packers there were, but...
2,000 animals and more than 100 packers.
Yep.
And that was in the early 1900s.
There you go. And now it's dwindled down to like 100 mules and only 7 packers.
Wow. Now, Hayfork used to, years ago, have mule races.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. And the Bishop has mule days. So those are the only two things. But I know that going to some of the local county fairs, they used to have like a mule association.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you wanted to... if you love mules and want to be involved with that. So it's just fascinating. Why is it, Carl, and you would know this also because you were such a horse guy. Carl used to write for Horse Magazine and was very involved with endurance races and stuff like that. What is it about the footing with mules? Like we were talking about the Trinity Alps, when you go up on these like arduous trails, what's the difference between a horse and their footing and mules and their footing?
Well, first of all, mules are smarter than horses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at
horse people don't like that.
No, if you look at it, you know, mules will not run away and run into things. Horses will. A horse, a mule is very sure-footed. If you look at what goes up and down the Grand Canyon, where they take tourists.
Are those mules or donkeys?
Those are mules.
Oh, are they?
And those are good-sized mules. And the thing about that is those mules know where their feet are.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what they start with them as pack animals taking the supplies. And this is how they get the supplies down to the Phantom Ranch at the bottom of the Grand Canyon are these pack mules. And as the packer said, I sat there and talked for like an hour. He said, yeah, the ones that are clumsy are usually out of the string. And, you know,
they
after
just
a
fall
few
off
trees,
the
they fall off the side of the mountain or that they can't handle. No, really, they'll just, you know. And so, but by the time they work their way into the spot where there's people, they're very sure-footed. They know where they have to do. They've done this a lot. And so what they do is they walk along the edge.
Like what we went on the Trinity Alps one time.
They walk along the edge where you're looking
down.
Instead of up against the wall.
Up against the wall. They'll just walk the center or to the left. And so, of course, people are kind of always looking. Yeah.
There's no way I would be on the back of one.
Oh, it's really beautiful. We went with Dick Morris, and he had, what, 3 mules, 2 horses, right?
No. It
opposite?
Was, he had like four. He had four horses. He had 3 horses and 4 mules.
Hmm.
And I rode one of the mules because the horses were taken. And I will never, ever. You know, I mean, I love riding mules, and first of all. And they get into your – and as Dick says, he says, what happens after you ride a mule? He had a friend that rode a mule a couple of times, and then he went out and bought a mule saddle.
Got into
but he
it.
But he didn't have a mule.
Mm.
He eventually bought the mule to go with the mule saddle.
Oh, so there's a saddle.
But this story here is about how, if you don't mind, is because I love this story. That's how they've kept this alive.
Yeah.
You use helicopters to get there fast, but these mules can carry a lot, 150 pounds. They're slower, but these are the ones they use to carry fish up and all those other things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they want to keep people involved in this, so they have interns and other things.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing is this gentleman, you know, instead of going into retirement, has decided to continue to work and create this program where, you know, people can come in intern to be a packer. And then they've created the, you know, breeding stock and all that stuff to continue to keep the mules active and going.
And he's been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, here's one last thing before you all change. A mule remembers.
Uh-huh.
A mule's got a memory. And if you do something to a mule.
They remember you.
They will remember. And, and by the way, the Marine Corps still teaches the Marines how to pack and use mules up in Bridgeport Mountain Warfare Center. Because in Afghanistan and a couple of the other places you go to,
they need them.
They use mules. Yeah. That's right.
Wow. We love it. Read the story in the Enjoy magazine. We have to take a break here on KCNR 1460. Our guest, Enjoy the magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at ReadingCivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody, here on the 5th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Bastiani Arms. That's right, Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for a gun, you get them at Bastiani Arms. There's not a better place with customer service. Really great concealed carry classes, but Steph Stokes, anything you want for your shooting or shooting accessories. Not only that, it's locally owned, locally operated. Give them a chance to beat the prices at the big box stores. Not only that, like I said, their customer service is just simply outstanding. Doesn't make any difference if you're an expert shooter or somebody just beginning. They're going to be there to help. That's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
So with us this morning, we have James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And we the first Monday of every month, we always talk about what's happening in the Enjoy Store. And a lot of times in the Enjoy Store, they'll carry what's happening with storylines that's happening in Enjoy the magazine. So, of course, we're talking about the June issue. Mm-hmm. And, well, first of all, can we just, we dove right into the issue. James, let's talk about what's happened for you. Did anybody graduate? Of course they graduated, but they went up to.
No, I have, my oldest graduated last year. The twins are freshmen, so they'll be going into sophomores. It's been a pretty quiet transition this semester.
So, but what's been happening for you? I mean, besides, we talk about the kids, but I mean, yeah, business <the kids>. Expanding, anything like what, you know?
We're working on some new things for the business, potentially, so we'll have to see. We're in talks with our Red Bluff store to kind of maybe take a couple of the ideas that they've had and are successful with down there and trying to implement them here. So keep your fingers crossed, because that would be a real neat new little venture that we're working on. There's a lot always on our plates and things that we're trying to develop and do. It's just, there's so few of us and everything is so time consuming and expensive to make happen that, you have to just kind of bite one little piece off at a time and keep moving forward.
And sometimes just enjoy what you've created, perfected, mm-hmm. and live in the grace of what it is right now and just enjoy it. And Rhonda, for you, congratulations on the new grandchild.
Thank you.
And also you've had so many wonderful personal milestones. But for you with business, your perspective in the last 30 days.
It's just, it's always busy, so
<I know>.
We don't really get an opportunity to think about it a lot of times because we're just in the moment all the time trying to get the next issue out or the next stories in or, working with photographers. So it's crazy.
Yep.
And oftentimes, I know that when we have you on the show, we pull into the June issue, but oftentimes, or many times, you're 4 months, you're four or six,
right.
Actually six issues out. How many issues out?
Well, right, I have the August stories already.
Okay.
So, but we're working on the July issue. So now, right now, I'm getting the stories and I'm assigning photographers to take pictures for all the stories for August, and still working on July. So that's kind of, but
times,
we do have.
Times two. Because
yes.
We have the
right.
Visalia
we
issue.
We have both issues.
Yeah, and we oftentimes we forget about that as well.
Can I point out something that while we're all here enjoying ourselves and talking, that I have an extra burden on me.
Mm.
This is the Carl Bott Fat Checking Group, the CBFCG, has just confirmed that there are mule rides and not donkey rides in the Grand Canyon. There is a group out there that that confirms everything I say or tells me I'm crazy. Thank you very much for anonymous 2830.
So what did they say?
They said that the Carl Bott fact-checking group, the CBFCG,
fact,
has confirmed that there are mule rides in the Grant Canyon, not donkey rides.
Okay.
As you were. Okay.
I thought you said fat check.
Oh, no, fat check. They can try that, but I have lost. I have lost.
Darling, this is fucked.
Right.
Okay,
we did start our movies in the park.
Oh, that's
right. Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, that was this last Friday, our first movie, and we did Rogue One. And it was sponsored by Members First Credit Union. So we thank them greatly for their licensing of the movie for us that night. So it was so nice to have support, you know.
And what's great about that is it's free to the public. You can you can give a you know, donation so that, you know, make it possible. You have I don't know what Bob's cracking up, but let's try. I'm trying to stay on track.
It's funny.
Somebody sent something to Emma.
I know.
All right, so
Anonymous is writing more stuff on here, and Bob's reading it and falling on the floor.
Okay, you know? But let's talk about movies in the park. So Rogue One, which park was it?
We were at Caldwell Park.
Okay,
and Caldwell Park all month this month.
Okay. So what's the movie this Friday?
Mrs. Peregrine's House.
That's one of the super kind of supernatural
ones.
Yeah,
the bats are coming out and the bugs are, you know, you can feel. Ooh.
So it was interesting when you guys were talking about the weather this morning because I was going to chime in and then I thought, I always know you have a sponsor, so I didn't. But when we were there packing up Friday night, there was a big ring around the moon. And usually means there's ice crystals in the atmosphere. But there's a saying, and the Native Americans, too, also said a ring around the moon means rain is coming soon. So you were taking the report, and I was looking at my phone, and it says that there's rain possibly Thursday and Friday. So I'm going to have to be watching closely for Friday if we can show. I'm hoping that everything will go.
Yeah, it says precipitation.
Being damp is different than being – and we argued about this the other day about – you know, going out when it's raining really hard as opposed to if it's just kind of,
drizzling
and stuff where you can do things when it's drizzling. But if it's raining hard, you know, things get, you know, you just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So,
well, especially when we're dealing with electricity.
Especially with electricity. And you plug it in and then it's kind of like that cartoon thing where all it shows is, you know, you're there and it shows, you know, it's like an X-ray of you.
Right, right.
So Movies in the Park has kicked off. And there's always opportunity to be a sponsor if you're a business that wants to do a movie licensing night and then invite your staff out and do something fun.
Great.
I mean, so we really love doing it. This is our ninth season.
Mm, you guys are amazing.
That's crazy.
I know, really.
Gosh.
And,
things have just blown. I mean, I've been here for 10 years. 10 years last month I've lived here.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Gone downhill a lot.
Let's go to one of the on page 33. We're talking about to be or not to be. And you know what? The whole bee manufacturing.
It's a big business,
and the queen bees. I think this article is about that, correct?
This article is actually about a small young family that has. You know, had traditional jobs and then have had just this kind of serendipitous calling to bees. They are the Jefferson Bee Company out of Red Bluff. And
they're fairly new.
Yeah. They're a husband and wife, and they've got a couple kids. And the father spent a lot of time traveling with the job that he did and then kind of got into this whole thing where he was making boxes and supplying and it just grew and grew and grew. And before you know it, they are now they have their own apiary and beekeepers and suppliers and their business is growing leaps and bounds. This is a product that we carry in the store. It's one of our favorite amazing honey. One of the things they do that's really cool is on the front of every bottle is a zip code. That's handwritten in, and it tells you where the bees are working, so you know where your honey's coming from, because they actually move their bees all over the North State. So our last shipment was here in Redding, and then we have one that was, you know, down in Red Bluff. And so it's nice. I mean, you can come up, and I can have, you know, four or five different bottles of honey from them in different sizes or stocks and stuff, and it will show you, you know, some of these bees are working all over the place.
So they pollinate.
Mm-hmm.
And then that particular area, they'll come back, and when they come back to their hive, that means the taste of that honey is different because of the area.
Yep.
And so that's the fabulous thing about honey
mm-hmm.
is why it tastes so different because yep. of obviously different areas.
Flora and fauna that the bees come into, yeah.
You can buy, there used to be a sampler pack that you could have bees from different parts of the world.
Which you mm-hmm. bought, I think, at Trader Joe's or one of those places,
something like that, only because they were small, but they had, macadamia, but, then it had, clover and lavender. And
which
all
we
stuff.
Have at the
and,
store.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
that's where we need to go get the sampler.
Yeah, because that way you've got, and they do, they all taste different.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a sampler, but we have
from different places.
Different apiaries. And so they come and, they have thistle or blackberry or raspberry or these are the kind of things that we carry.
And when you buy the national brands, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that their honey isn't, good honey, but it doesn't have that flavor or that
uniqueness,
taste, that the uniqueness like they have in this one. So that's and bees were we do have a lot of queen bee organizations around here, but we also have bees are in deep trouble.
Yeah,
too.
And that's why there's a big, huge push and encouragement for even individuals to have their own hives. And just recently, just like there was a change here in the city limits, you can now have chickens in your backyard as long as you don't have a rooster. There was a young kid that went to city council and put a whole presentation and petitioned the city, and they've changed their direction.
So you can have one hive
in town
that's
now.
Fantastic.
I think that's great. We've got to take a break here. But I love it when young people do something like that, because bees in themselves
them.
Are not going to be out there, stinging you. They are not aggressive. And to actually have your own hive mm-hmm. and, be able to produce your own honey and be able to sell it if that's what you want. But what a great hobby it is for kids. I mean, there's so many, we just had the racing pigeon guys come in here.
Oh, that was fascinating.
It's fascinating about this. Racing pigeons, 50 miles an hour for 500 miles.
Big money.
It can be.
It's
can
like
be.
Some of
them, in a world sport. I don't know what theirs is, but there are pigeon raisers are in some parts of the world that
spend. I think it was like $1 million first prize or something like this. I mean, think about that. But we got to take a break.
Yeah, coming back, we're going to be talking about something that is a huge rage in America happening, and some of the builders are right here in Anderson. That's a great article. And we're talking about that in the Enjoy right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work. working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning, June.
It's going up to 95. I don't know about how beautiful that is. It's going to be hot.
It's beautiful.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's beautiful. You're breathing, so it's beautiful.
You know, I am standing up looking down as opposed to the ladder. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Good guys in there. Veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. Wow. You can't get any better than that. Let's go on down and find out what's happening in the city.
I like Carl's. He can't get any better than that.
I say that a lot.
Yeah, but that's true about Cypress Square.
But you know what? The guys that we have, the people we read, do live reads for, we know these people. We use their services. You know, Sharon Clark's, we don't use her service yet, but we know her very well. Yes. But if we had to use, like, if something happened to your parents.
Or you.
Boom,
or me.
Or you. You know, boom, right there.
Yeah, we would call Sharon.
Call Sharon.
Well, let's talk about what's happening. If you're just tuning in, it's really important.
Stuff happens.
You never know.
That you asked me what's been going on in my life, and it just dawned on me. Yvonne and I came home the other day to our house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We leave together, but we were in our separate cars because we were running around all day long. And we drove home, parked our cars, got out of the car, walked into the house. I closed the door, and I'm looking out the front window, and all of a sudden you hear this. And both of our cars go flying. A drunk driver came across our neighbor's lawn and head-on collision into both of our cars. So
I mean,
you never know,
like
literally never know what's going to happen.
Tell me that they had insurance.
No.
Of course not.
No, but here's the thing. In five, did you just go, thank you, God?
Yeah.
Because 10 seconds, yeah. 4 minutes before that, you would have been in that, walking in the out of, getting in
I would have been probably okay, other than probably like whiplash, because I was behind my wife's car. My wife, on the other hand, probably would have been seriously injured because hit her car. They estimated he was going about 67 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh!
In a 25 mile an hour neighborhood.
And of course, so he was okay because he was just kind of like,
he was drunk.
He was drunk and he was loose and he probably didn't get hurt.
He had no driver's license. He had no insurance. The car was not registered. It was his third DUI. He had a warrant out for his arrest, and the police were there within minutes because they were actually on his way to his house, which was about three blocks over from us, because his wife had just called for domestic violence.
Oh, my God. That's just...
Yeah. I wonder if he's still in jail today.
I was going to say...
I
wonder if he's still in jail.
The thing. Let's talk about the fact that you never know. We talked with Sharon Clark, and Home Helpers went into this conversation.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's fleeting.
You can
walk out on a curb, and you just never know. So,
by the grace
of God, you guys are good.
You know, everybody that we talk about on our live reads, it can handle different parts of your life.
Yeah.
Now, see, something for that, you have Sharon Clark, but you also have Bastiani Arms and Northern Firearms Instruction, which will teach you how to shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can kind of settle these things right there. Do you have insurance? I don't have any insurance.
No.
Do you have a license? Is that car registered? It's my third time.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself.
Well, and he said it was so funny. He got out and he was like, oh, I only live down the street, so I'm going to walk home. I'll leave you my number. Call me in the morning. But it looks like there's only about $600 or $700 worth of damage, he said. And I'm like, dude, my wife's car is literally an accordion. It was just like.
Oh, my gosh.
His car was totaled. Her car was totaled. My truck is in the shop being inspected to see if it's going to drive again. I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
Oh, my
gosh. And it's your insurance that's going to have to pay for
it.
And you're deductible.
Yeah. And then on top of it, my son's backpack, because the kids had been picked up from school, were in the back. And his MacBook Pro, his iPhone, and his Apple Watch were all crushed because it smashed.
Gosh.
And so when
it must have.
Oh, it was serious.
And that guy got out and walked away from it, right?
Absolutely. But he could barely stand. He was so drunk. That's why he didn't get hurt. He just bounced around
inside. Usually, when you're drunk like that, they just,
But you're having to clean up the mess.
Absolutely. Well, the cars were paid for, so now we have to go buy a new car. And that they're never going to give us money enough to buy a new car. And then on top of it, when I called our insurance, I said, you know, my son's stuff is in the car. They're like, well, you're going to have to put a claim through your homeowner's insurance to get that replaced. Well, the homeowner's insurance, it's like a $1,900 deductible. So, I mean, and it's just...
It's all gone.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Can you sue this guy? If he's got a home.
Yeah.
Does he have a job?
We're just waiting, kind of giving a little time, and then I'm going to see what the report said. And then my deductible... it's just a mess. I just don't understand people when they make these kind of decisions.
Yeah, and because they're not in their right mind.
Yeah.
I was someplace where a car pulled out on a main road. Not a main road, but it was the road down in Fallbrook. I lived down there. The car couldn't stop. Obviously, the brakes failed. They run into this brand new car, and these two young ladies are in it, like 17. Probably something like maybe a graduation present from dad or something. Runs into the car. The guys get out. They look at it. They look at each other, and they take off running.
Oh my gosh.
That was it.
Yep.
Took off running. And obviously not here.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have if he could have.
Oh, if he could have run. Yeah. Did you tell him, no,
so
don't leave?
So sorry to hear that, really.
I mean, I kept saying, oh, I have to go get paper and write down your number. And I gave it to him, and he couldn't write. So it was just.
Oh, gosh.
So now you do have rental cars.
No, we actually chose. I mean, we have really great insurance, but we didn't choose to have rental, to do it. So that's fine. I mean, between my brothers and my mother, and everybody's got multiple cars. We're borrowing.
Yeah, just another pain in the butt. Well, this is why sometimes in this, if you want to, we're talking about enjoy.
Yeah.
And how much the community and all these things do affect our lives. One of the things that's
this guy not in jail right now forever? I mean, what if your kid had been in that yard? God forbid.
In the back seat.
He just had gone out to get his, oh, hey, mom, I'm going to go out and get my computer.
And it's right, we live right next to a school. So there were kids, you know. So anyway.
Cabin fever. It is Liberty Cabin Crafters and Tiny Houses in Anderson.
All the rage.
It's all the rage. It's the rage across America for people who really don't
have
even
an entire show on TV about it.
Little tiny homes that people are they want to be.
The rage across America should be about these guys that are driving drunk.
All right, Carl.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
This is a positive thing here that's happening in Anderson, right here in the North State. These little tiny crafted homes that you could stick on the back of a trailer. It's like a motorhome.
Yeah.
But you can go anywhere.
And they're classified as a recreational vehicle, like a fifth wheel. But they are intended to
really cute.
Permanent residencies for people. So they have like dual, I think, permitting is what they're considered. You can live in them permanently. You can take them to an RV park. You can travel and go camp with them. And they are miniature cabins that are usually under 300 square feet. And a lot of them have the amenities of a home. And, you know, I was just watching this weekend the show that talks about this. And it is mind-blowing some of the engineering that goes into these places and how incredibly amazing they are on the inside. I mean, I was blown away.
So my first thing that comes to my mind is the plumbing and the toilet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some of them have absolute, complete, and full bathrooms. Almost some of them have, like when the show that I was watching, one of them is the bathroom was bigger than our bathroom. but it's like a motorhome. You would go somewhere and you would plug in with a water supply and
But some people build these.
But there are
some of these
tanks.
Are just they're talking about these tiny house concepts for homeless. Mm-hmm. Finding an area. I'm not saying down in this, but I've seen those others using that concept, and so you could put like 20 of these up for the cost of a half sized building.
There's actually something going on right now that we actually have tickets that we're going to be selling in the store of one of these tiny homes. A model that's being raffled off, and the whole concept of that is a prototype for that what you're talking about.
It's a guy named Christian years ago that tried to start this, and I think I don't know whatever happened to him, but the idea concept was to put all these little tiny homes in place. Yeah.
And human beings, I'm all for people being able to take care of themselves and have dignity and stuff.
Yes.
The challenge that I have with a lot of times is sometimes just because you have a certain lifestyle and you're given an opportunity. that doesn't mean they're going to take it and do it with grace and dignity.
That's
right. And they ruin things.
Right.
So, you
right.
know, I mean, I get concerned. Here are these great opportunities and homes for people, but are they going to take care of them, or are they going to destroy
them? Trash
them.
Yeah. Well, these particular homes in this article here in the Enjoy magazine, the perfect dimension, the result is an RV that's 8.5 feet wide, 10 feet high, and 25 feet long. The interior walls are tongue and groove lodgepole pine for an organic feel, and the flooring is hickory laminate.
Mm. It's really nice.
They're so cute. And another thing that I thought was pretty interesting, you can purchase one for $56,000, about $56,500. Mm-hmm. And
you can put them on your property?
Yeah.
Someplace?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy the Magazine. That's what we're going through is this issue and all the great things that are in it. You're not, I mean, there isn't a bad article in it, and the photography in it is just first rate. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, one of Linda's favorite places.
Yeah.
Is pine on Dandelion.
Dandelion Boutique, of course. I
My
love
wife
that.
Too.
Miss Me, Brighton, jewelry, all kinds of home goods, gifts for any of your lady friends, and the gals on there will dress you from head to toe. You know, summertime's coming up. I don't know about you, Rhonda, but I've changed my closet out.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone from winter to summer.
Yep.
It takes a whole day to do that because then I start to shed like, oh, this is just, And after
I did that, too. I put my winter shorts away and brought out my summer shorts.
Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. We're here with the folks from Enjoy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
reddingkia.com.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
It goes on and on and on and on. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Monday morning here. Hope you're enjoying your morning fix, whatever that is. Hopefully it's with us. Here on KCNR 1460, this is Linda Bott and Carl Bott. And Bob Belongi, of course, is at the helm. And our special guests this morning are Rhonda, I wouldn't say Rhonda Ball, but we know it's Rhonda Alvey. Well, you know, you just recently got married, and I know that I changed my name.
Uh-huh.
And I was, for many years, a certain name, and then legally, finally, I changed it. It was just really hard. You know, I had a couple albums out.
Yeah, just getting used to the whole thing.
Yeah, it is. It takes a while, and I just became like, that's it. So it does take a couple years to change it. So Rhonda, mm-hmm. Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. There's a new neighborhood, and we're talking about the things in Enjoy magazine. So pick up the June issue. You'll be very engaged with what's happening in the North State. You'll be informed. We've talked about three or four different articles, but this is something fascinating, and I believe we maybe have interviewed the couple who've created this. So bring back what we learned in the original article or the original interview. It's called Neighborhood Reimagined, but this is something brand new that is going to be happening in the North
State.
They
just broke ground, and it's going to be – I mean, they're building right now. It's a neighborhood – in Reading, that is
concept.
Mm-hmm. And all of the homes in the neighborhood are going to have porches. I don't believe that they're fenced.
It's very Southern because in the South they have porches. They don't have fences.
And then there's going to be a big
community. Like a green belt in the back with a trail, and everybody can just interact. Right.
It's down and it's in South Reading.
Yes.
And
community garden.
Community garden, pool,
center,
park.
21 homes. Shallow Park neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we talked about this with, I think, the gentleman in the names.
Is it Joshua Johnson?
Johnson
and Rebecca.
They were on here.
Yeah, but it's, you know, this is a great thing to refresh our memory and also have the article right here in the June issue because now it shows that it's definitely happening.
It's happening, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I remember talking about, oh, this is going to be a great thing for kids, for families with kids. No, it's not just for families with kids because imagine – you are a single older person or a older couple, that's older, baby boomer, whatever, and you want to get rid of all your, you want to make a change. Mm-hmm. And how wonderful to be surrounded with a community that cares.
Yes.
I think this is good for anybody that wants to kind of
be in a
go
community.
Back to, you know, the way things used to be where, you know,
the 50s again.
You know your neighbors and you take care of each other. And it is, to take a village kind of mind.
This is really the story of friends who are building together, says Joshua, the builder, the lawyer, the developer, the realtor, the mortgage lender. So many people who are part of this project will also be neighbors in the project.
Right.
You know, and that way, you'll sit out and you see the kids. People be watching for own kids in a neighborhood. You know, who's supposed to be in a neighborhood. You know, kids are playing on it, going back and forth. I mean, you hope.
Yeah.
I mean, that concept, the way it used to be when I was growing up, you know, where it was just.
I'm sure it's in the South, but it's also kind of in the North.
That's the neighborhood I grew up in, too. You know, all of our neighbors knew each other. We all played kick the can at night. And, you know,
I was surprised because I was born and raised in California, and most of the time any house I've ever lived in has had a fence around it. So when I went to Minneapolis to visit some friends, and they're like, oh, you know, we're driving through the neighborhood getting there, and I'm like, where are the fences? And then they're like, oh, we're going to have a barbecue, and you go in the backyard, and the backyard looks like a park. Because it's connected to everybody else's backyard, and everybody's out there, and you're like, hi, and I'm like, this is really interesting.
And the old French porch concept from my grandmother's in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, right there on the street. Everybody had their porches out, and everybody sit out there on their porches, and you'd see what the people across the street were doing, and people would walk by, and, you know, you could
say hi with their dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the dinner table mentality, right?
It's a way of making our communities and people
engaged.
Talk and engage with each other and engage and find out, take care of each other.
And I don't mean
monetarily, but just be able to be there for the friends.
Exactly.
And,
I can see that just in my life, you know, there is an isolationism that happens when you are, and I'm a very private person, so believe it or not, because life is so social. That, you know, when you have a backyard and you want to go out in your robe and you hang out in your backyard, you know, that there's a place for that. But I just think, when I think about that, not
your
just,
robe.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
just,
better
well,
than I am.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to be nice here on Monday morning.
The dog and I both walk out unclothed in the backyard in the morning. Maybe too much information.
Yeah. Anyway. So when you think about how kind of Mayberry RFD, when they would go down and there would be a widowed woman or an elderly man and, you know, Mrs. Johnson made the cookies, and, you know,
right.
I mean, how good for her soul.
I
do, too.
Yep.
No, I do love that.
And now if you give kid a cookie, oh, no, we got to x-ray that cookie.
Yeah.
We've come to the party. Okay. Hey, who gave you those cookies? Oh.
Right.
Oh,
no bobbing for apples anymore.
The people down there, no, the last place down there, we're all going to feel happy after this.
Mm.
Okay.
oh, gosh.
Okay, enough of that. Anyway, no, that's a great article, too.
Yeah.
You know what? What else we got? By the way, you can't get your Enjoy the Magazine right here at KCNR 1460.
We'll get you some more.
Because they're all gone again.
Yeah.
Now, Father's Day, June 18th. Let's not, please, you know, we always make such a big deal about Mother's Day. And, of course, we wouldn't be here without our mothers. But we wouldn't be here without our fathers either. So June 18th is Father's Day. And you have a darling featuring the Dad Crate that's just charming.
It is nice, isn't it?
Looks like a where you would... You know, it almost is like a toolbox.
Well, and it's modeled after a toolbox, but it's intended to hold either, you know, sodas or beer. So it's like a six-pack wood holder, and you can see on the side it's got the bottle opener. So you could do something fun there. But this one's stuffed with all kinds of goodies for Dad from, you know, Fall River Wild Rice Chips, or there's beer brittle, there's mustard, there's barbecue sauces, there's stuffed olives, there's... nuts and chocolates and whatever. So this is just one of our vessels. You know, we obviously are known for our gift crates, but we try, even with our gift crates and our sales that way, we try to get out of the box and let you guys pick almost just about anything in the store.
You
know, if it's a bowl, we can do pasta.
It's really a cool thing.
Yeah,
it's like a carpenter's toolbox, the old kind.
So this is just one concept and idea that we threw out for a Father's Day gift. And, you know, and if you struggle with that, we have gift cards that you can do in any denomination. And we've got some new items that will be coming in and some really cool things that we're going to be changing up, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. And so, yeah.
Stuffed olives are almost always universally loved, I think. Unless they are stuffed with something really strange.
There's some ones that are stuffed with some really strange things.
Liver-stuffed olives. You know, olives, I don't think I could get into that one. I've never seen those, and nor do I want to. So.
They come up with some pretty creative things to put in olives. Yeah.
Blue cheese and jalapeno and like that. So you take a bite, and it's just...
We have the blue cheese jalapeno.
I know. And the longer they stay in the refrigerator, the more they marinate.
Marinate. Also, in every Enjoy magazine... you'll find the calendar, and that is just a really in-depth calendar of what's happening in Anderson, Burney, Corning, Dunsmuir, Junction City. And there was something that happened this weekend I didn't know about that was in all the town, and I can't remember what it was. The whole town comes together.
Oh, the
together.
City Connect,
Yeah, and they did a big rummage sale. Everybody just put stuff out for the weekend.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah.
There was also Lewiston's Peddler Fair.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Huge.
They also had
a thing where you could meet some of the councilmen and that was going on. And then they had, I saw something about a honk for missing.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you,
and we've said this a lot, so not to be repetitive, but it is true. If somebody ever says there's nothing to do in Reading anymore, then they're dead or living under a rock because it's almost hard to have an event now in Reading to find a time where you're not cannibalizing another event.
Right. Well, we sometimes double book, and it's difficult because we want to support and be there for your friends and something that's great, you know, a great fundraiser. Yeah. We did one last night.
It was really fun.
What'd you do?
It was the celebrity dinner at Vintage.
Oh, I just saw
that.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it was great fun. It was, you know.
For Riverfront
Playhouse.
They were here. We advertised that for them.
Yeah. Right. And you can see that in the back of the magazine.
And
Rhonda and I and Lana were Wade
and Bobette.
Yeah, Bobette.
Uh-huh. And we had a list.
And Naomi.
Naomi and John Truitt.
John Truitt.
Yep.
And Daryl. And
I can't remember.
And where was that held?
Chris and Jen Gomez.
Okay.
Gomez.
Yeah, okay.
Which were great. He had a great apron on.
Yeah.
At Vintage, yeah.
So was that a really fun event?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It brought me back when I was young and was in the food business, you know, all start. And I got, you know, it kind of just brings your memory back, and pretty soon I was in the swing of things, and I thought, I could do this.
It's a hustle.
We've got like 30 seconds left. If you have an article or a photograph you really think that y'all would enjoy that could be ready for publishing or needs to be published, how do they get a hold of you?
They can email me a low-res version of it. My email is Rhonda, R-O-N-D-A, at enjoymagazine.net.
Okay.
And then we could take a look at it if it's something that we think is a good fit for Enjoy the View. It's definitely something we would consider. So that's how we get our photos. People send
great. And stories, the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
And,
we
it's same James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. It's just you guys put out a quality piece of literature here. And I can say literature because you can read it. It's got so many great stories in it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can go through it several times.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing.
And it's really fun to look back on the old issues.
Absolutely.
You've got some great stories.
Absolutely. Now, tomorrow, we have the, I think it's the national representative from the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals will join us at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we'll be talking to them about PETA and what PETA is, what they stand for, and what they're looking to accomplish. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Barry Tippin on Wednesday, our new city manager. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News is brought to you at KCNR Shasta, Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Five people are dead in what's described as a case of workplace violence in Orlando, Florida. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming says a gunman, a 45-year-old man, subsequently took his own life at the scene.
The individual in question is a former employee of this business. He was fired sometime in April of this year.
Deming says the suspect had what the sheriff describes as a minor criminal history. He allegedly roughed up a fellow worker at this same awning manufacturing firm several years ago. Shelly Adams' sister works there, and the two spoke by phone shortly after